Jesus went into Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority. In this Sunday's lesson from the Gospel of Mark, we find Jesus beginning his ministry by teaching in the local synagogue in Capernaum, during the course of which he heals a man with a hostile spirit. The people are rightly amazed, for it seems that unlike the scribes who supposedly interpreted the scripture to the people, Jesus spoke with a different kind of authority. Just as in the Middle Ages the village church was the center of life, so too in the time of Jesus the local synagogue was where life revolved. The scribes functioned like lawyers. They helped write up contracts and explained the law. And in a society that functioned like a theocracy, the scribes were schooled in the interpretation of the Hebrew scriptures. So when Jesus stood up to teach, this is what his hearers would have expected to hear. But the faithful in the synagogue soon discovered Jesus was someone very unlike the scribes who taught with human authority. Jesus spoke to them as if from a divine perspective. He went on to heal a man with an unclean spirit, not by magical incantations, but merely by the power of his word, as God in the beginning of creation created all things by God's word alone. To be sure, in those days, belief in such spirits was widespread. But in the Gospel of Mark, we read that Jesus not only taught with authority, he demonstrated that authority. An authority not learned, but conferred by God. When looking through one of the drawers of my home desk recently, I came across an old diary. Flicking through its pages, I found this entry for the 7th of May, 1971. Received telex. In those days, we didn't have cell phones or email. Received telex, confirming my appointment as station manager. It brought back a flood of memories. I'd been in the airline industry a mere 18 months, and now, in my mid-20s, I was appointed a station manager. Oh, my chest went out. But once the euphoria of my promotion began to wear off, then the anxiety that comes with responsibility began to set in. Managers are supposed to speak and act with authority. But it didn't take long for me to realize that authority had to be learned and earned. When I began to attend the lofty heights of management meetings and to rub shoulders with my fellow executives, I soon began to realize how little I actually knew. And when I retired from the industry some 20 years later and was at the top of the management tree, by then I was considered as someone who not only spoke with authority, but knew how to use it. An authority not only informed by the craft of my profession, but gleaned from the highways and byways of life itself. And, dare I say it, by my faith in God in Christ. Years later, when my airline career was but a memory, I remember the night before my ordination as a deacon, struggling to put on the clerical collar. I had spent years in discernment, 3 years in seminary, fulfilled clinical training and field work. I thought I was someone who could speak with authority, only to learn that at no point in all this preparation did anyone show us how to put on a clerical collar. Later, when I was established in my first parish and rubbing shoulders with clergy who had been around the block a few times, I discovered the lesson I learnt in secular life still held true. Authority has to be learned and earned. And it is a continuous process of putting on the Lord Jesus. I once found myself disagreeing with a clergy colleague who was explaining to a postulant for holy orders for whom I was to be a mentor that by attending seminary one learnt how to be a priest. I suggested to my colleague, who had not been long ordained, that seminary did not train you to be a priest, but rather provided you with the tools by which you could become a priest. In other words, one becomes a clergy person by being one. It's called living into our orders, putting on the Lord Jesus and all that this means, which gives us our authority. St. Edward's has long been identified as a training parish. And about 6 years or so ago, I was asked by Bishop Baxter to act as mentor to a Hank Morrow, someone I never knew or had heard of. Prior to his being made a candidate for ordination to the diaconate, after which he was to be assigned to his sponsoring parish, St. Michael and All Angels, Middletown. During the course of his internship, the parish of St. Michael's and All Angels was closed, and I was then asked by Bishop Baxter if I would now become Hank's sponsoring priest and accept him as a deacon at St. Edward's. The rest, as the saying goes, is history. This Sunday, Deacon Hank will leave St. Edward's to take up a new assignment at All Saints, Hershey. This is as it should be. He served his apprenticeship. For no clergy person is greater than the ministry they serve. In the intervening years, Deacon Hank has learned to live into his order, to learn, as those of us in holy orders have to learn, that wearing the clerical collar is more than standing behind the altar each Sunday. It's more than preaching. It's more than sending people off with a snazzy dismissal. I was once reminded by a professor of pastoral theology that my degree was not a master's of divinity, but a master's in divinity. The first is an academic degree about God. The other is not only an academic degree about God, but how to help people see God at work in their lives. This is what wearing the collar is all about, putting on the Lord Jesus. So today we give thanks to God for Deacon Hank and for Debbie, his wife, for their time and for their ministry with us. We pray that they will prosper in their new ministry and look back with fondness at their time at St. Edward's. Leaving a parish is rarely easy, just as settling into a new ministry brings with it its joys and challenges. But such is the life of faith. Such is the clerical life. We are constantly being formed by God in Christ, putting on the Lord Jesus. This is the source of our authority. The Gospel of Mark is silent as to what it was that Jesus taught in the synagogue on that Sabbath day in Capernaum. what we can assume is that he did not talk about the right observances to follow or any particular brand of theology. Rather, Jesus taught of himself, and by healing a man possessed, showed the love of God for all people and what God is really like. And that, as the rabbis would say, is enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand together as a family of faith, professing our belief.